My son Tony, my oldest son, he inspired this next song. And I guess I need to hang on to this Kleenex because he makes me cry a lot. But as you noticed, my oldest son, that's my oldest son Tony earlier, who was doing some of the announcements and exhorting you to praise the Lord, the one with the excess of hair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He inspired this next song. We were living in Oakland, California. It's back in the early 80s. And he was 16 and a half years old. And then one morning he woke up and had this amazing discovery. Just a truly amazing discovery, people. He woke up one morning and discovered he knew everything. I mean, you know, it just came on him like a flood, you know, just discovered he knew everything. And the relationship that we had had as father and son began to kind of deteriorate. And it was not too long after that we just couldn't see eye to eye about very many things at all. And at 16 and a half years old, he left home and caused my wife and I to really, really pray. I mean, you know, we really engaged in some spiritual warfare, even though we didn't really call it that at the time. All we knew is that we needed to pray for that kid. And we prayed for him. And he was gone for several years, and he would call every now and then, collect, by the way. And, you know, let us know that he was still alive. And then I was so glad that after so many prayers and after so much intercession, after three and a half years, got a call from him. And he was in Anaheim, California. He said, it was collect too again, by the way. He said, Dad, I want to come home. And my first inclination, you know, was to say, hey, you know, you made that bed, you sleep in it, or you know, this is your decision, you know, you live with it or whatever. But I'm glad that my heart overruled my head, and I found myself saying, yes, come on home, son. The song is called Welcome Home, and I want to share it with you.